Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Football on Off The Ball.
We're coming to that stage where, unfortunately, we're losing teams that we were hoping would light up the tournament for a bit more time.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Right, Paddy Donovan, big news. You're going to be fighting in Croke Park on the Katie Taylor event. Mm. So you must be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, brilliant. Great event. Biggest event in Irish history. What else can I say? It's a privilege to be on the show. And I've got a good dancing partner, Tyrone McKenna, so I think we're in for a treat.
Yeah, absolutely. An all Irish bout. That must be something a bit different, I suppose. Yeah,
it's a bit different. I don't know how I'm going to come about this. Yeah. I don't know what way Tyrone's going to act, but we'll see. If he has a go at me, I'm going to have a go at him, but if he plays it cool, I play cool. It's two Irish fighters. Tyrone's an Irish legend. He's been in some classics, and it's a privilege to share the ring. Yeah. But it's my time right now, and I just got to perform.
Absolutely.
To win.
And you're a Limerick man.
Limerick.
Yeah, Limerick have plenty of experience at Croke Park over the last little while. I'm sure it'll be nice for you to join some of the hurlers that have done that stage.
I've seen them play many times at Croke Park, and been in attendance in the crowd many times. So I didn't see myself playing on the grass, but this time around it's me on the field, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you're one of the big names, I suppose, that would have been touted to be on this card from the beginning, given your kind of how well you've been doing over the last little while. But when did you find out that this was actually going to be happening?
If there was a show going to be held in Croke Park, I think it would only be fair I get my the crack of the whip, to be honest. So Andy put it towards me after the fight in Germany. He offered the fight. He said, "Paddy, would you like to take the fight? Would you like to take a fight in Croke Park, maybe against Tyrone McKenna?" I said, "Andy, let's do it. I said, put that name forward and let's make that fight happen." And so when Andy offered the fight, we were down for it straight away.
And you mentioned there, obviously, that fight in Germany. You're back to winning ways. Yeah. Obviously, the last couple of fights hadn't gone your way for one reason or another. You must be happy to get back in the win column now.
Yeah, there was a lot of pressure. It was a must-win fight, really, when you look into things, especially the way the year ended last year.
Absolutely.
It would have been one of the saddest boxing careers ever if I was to lose that fight, really, you know. But the main thing is I won. And performance was brilliant against a world-class fighter, one of the best fighters in the division. To go to Germany and get the win in good fashion and score two knockdowns was fantastic. How good it is. It has me in Croke Park and it has me fighting for a world title again. So quite thankful for everybody that's helped me and God above.
Yeah, and you've been with Andy for quite some time now. You're probably the first fighter that was in that stable with him. He's added some very high-caliber fighters in recent times. It must be great to be working with those guys day in, day out.
Yeah. Brilliant. Listen, Andy is nothing less than a genius in boxing, and his resume and what he's doing over the last couple of years has proven it, what he's doing with fighters. So we're still here, we're still knocking on the door together, we're still in camp together, we're still enjoying all these moments, and we're just trying to put the finishing touches, putting that icing on the cake by winning that world title this season.
Well, absolutely, and the very best of luck with your prep over the next little while, and we'll be chatting to you again before I'm sure.
Thank you so much.
Right, Adam O'Lanyan, exciting times. You're going to be on the Katie Taylor card in Croke Park. How happy are you about that news?
Over the moon. I'm over the moon. When I got the call, really, I was driving in my car. I had to pull over. I was ecstatic. So to be a part of this card, and like obviously you yourself, you know, you're an Irishman, you know what it's like. Us Irish people, we know exactly everything that's ever happened in Croke Park. Every match, every game, all the Irish history attached to it. So to be a part of it, and for my name to be written beside Muhammad Ali's, in the fact that I'll be the next heavyweight after him to fight. You know what I mean? It's a real pinch me moment.
Yeah, and that is, we can get on into all the other stuff in just a minute, but the fact that you're going to be with, I imagine the way the card is going to be laid out, the next heavyweight to fight in Croke Park after Muhammad Ali, that is insane.
Unbelievable. Like, I'm thinking, like, what am I going to walk out? What, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I can't even comprehend it right now. So, growing up, he's been one of my inspirations and idols. And to for my name to be written beside him, you know, all I can do is try and honor him in the way I go out and do it. So, yeah, hopefully I make him proud, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I was chatting to Bobby there, and he said he only found out maybe a week ago that he was going to be on the card. How was it for yourself? I remember when we chatted in the Gibson ahead of your fight on the Pierce O'Leary card in a couple of weeks' time. You would have been in Croke Park that morning and were sort of taking in the scenes the first time you'd been there. When did you find out this was definitely going to be happening?
Can't remember the day. I don't even know what day it is today, to be honest with you.
Today's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. So I'm going to say Thursday.
Okay, so it's not that long ago at all.
No, I want to say Thursday, but... it was Tuesday. It was this day last week. Because I got home and someone was talking about a press conference. Brian messaged me about a press conference. And I was like, oh, it must be for August 1st.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, cool, whatever. And then he rang me. He was like, so this Croke Park press conference. I was like, wait, what? I was like, wait, what? I found out, I was supposed to find out on Tuesday, but I actually found out on Thursday.
On Thursday, okay, Thursday. Very good. And what's it been like since then? Have you kept it quiet? Have you told your family, all that sort of stuff? How does that go?
Yeah, like, I told my family, of course. Yeah. Told a few close people to me, but I didn't want to really let the cat out of the bag. Absolutely. I seen the thing this morning that they put it out,
yeah.
So I can't remember if I reshared it or not on Instagram, but it's good, like, to be a part of this and for everyone to... You know, it's only up the road.
Yeah.
Tickets are sold out, but yeah, hopefully closer to the time, resellers and stuff,
exactly,
like that. You know what,
yeah,
I mean? So
yeah,
hopefully a lot of people can come and support and be a part of the event, because it's going to be a thing where in 20, 30 years, you're going to look back and say, where were you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Absolutely, 100%. And I mean, I was at the press conference when the fight was announced itself, and it was absolutely amazing the amount of people that were there, and they were all media because it wasn't open to the public. We're here now for the announcement of the undercard along with the Ian Garry stuff as well, and the crowd that's coming here today, it's not huge, but I mean, for people to come out their way on 12 o'clock 1 o'clock on a Tuesday to come in here for this, it just shows the weight that this occasion is going to hold.
I know, like, my family members are all working today, and they were thinking of changing shifts with people in their work, yeah, just to come to the press conference. So I can't even imagine what the actual fight is going to be like on September 5th. There's going to be people coming from other ends of the world to, yeah, come to this, you know what I mean? So, yeah, like, even today, I've never seen a press conference as lively. It's not packed, but I'm sure it will be very soon.
Yeah, absolutely. But whenever it gets underway, I'm sure it will. Just on yourself, you had a fight there only a couple of weeks ago over in Southampton. It went your way. A good knockout, another knockout. That's 2 for 2. You must be very happy with how that fight went. Maybe even a little bit more happy than the first one, even though it didn't last quite as long.
Yeah, I was a bit more happier because it went into the second round.
Yeah.
I wanted to... Obviously, look, you don't get paid for overtime, but I understand also these early stages of my career, they're for learning, you know what I mean? I'm in there, I'm fighting people who are older than me, they've fought more people than me, so it's just learning, picking up little things off them. So I was happy that it went into the second round, and I was happy that, you know, I was happy how I went about it, but I need to stay switched on because August 1st is 4.5 weeks, I believe, today, so... Yeah, I'm switched on, I'm ready for that, and then I can fully think about Croke Park. I haven't really sat down and, you know, indulged on it yet, but I will after August 1st.
Yeah, absolutely, and that is the way to approach it. Take it one fight at a time. You're going to have plenty of time to soak in what Croke Park is going to be. You're going to have been a very active fighter, I suppose.
Yeah.
You're going to have fought in July, or was it end of June, the last fight?
June, sorry.
Wait, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, end of June.
Yeah,
so yeah. I don't know what day it is.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just as bad myself. But then at the start of August and then into September as well. That must be exciting. I saw early on your career to be getting all these fights on such big stages. You were supposed to fight in France as well only a couple of weeks ago as well.
So how it's going to be is we're looking to get 5 or 6 more in 2026. So hopefully before the year runs out, we're back in the ring 5 or 6 more times. And I can finish my first year as a pro 8-0, God willing. And... push on from there, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, who knows?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's exciting times for Irish boxing. It's exciting times for Adam Alanyan. And congratulations on getting on the card, but it is well earned. It's not something that's been handed to you. So the very best luck over the next little while, and I'll chat to you again soon.
Hello, it's Owen Chahan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves in questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run. You can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Right, Bobby Flood, we're talking here again ahead of another fight being announced for yourself. You've got a big one coming up at the start of August, but arguably an even bigger one coming up in September. You're going to be on that Katie Taylor card in Croke Park. How excited are you for that?
Can't wait. I want to get the three arena one out of the way before I start getting too deep into the crowd going, but get the three arena one out of the way, get a good performance, and then we can start looking forward to Croke Park then.
And how long is this something that you've known about? It's something that we've talked about a little bit over the last little while, obviously, while it's been on the radar. But for yourself, when did you know this was going to happen?
Found out last week, about a week and a half ago. Just got the phone call. I was on a walk with my new dog, actually, and I left the phone in the car. And Anto was hocking me over, ringing me. I think I had 15 missed calls or something like that. And I got back into the car, I went on the phone, gave him a ring. And he actually told me the three arena was cancelled first. So my heart sunk at that. And then obviously he let me know that it wasn't. And then I was fighting on this. It made me weak.
Yeah, that's not the nicest of things for someone to do, I imagine.
Not at all.
And you mentioned before about walking out, obviously going to the Dublin matches with your dad at Croke Park all those years ago, and now you're going to be walking out through that tunnel like some of, I imagine, your idols in a Dublin shirt have done. I imagine that's something that's going to be very special.
Big time, yeah. And my granddad used to go to all the Dubs matches, and so I'm planning on walking out with his old 83 jersey. So yeah, that'd be class. I know if he was here, he'd be proud of me getting on a big stage like this. Yeah. In my hometown again, that's 3 times in 4 fights. I'm over the moon, I can't wait.
And that's a fitting way to say with the song playing at the minute that you're over the moon. But yeah, so how's the prep going for the fight that's coming up in August? All going well?
Good, yeah. I'm heading off to Liverpool. I was meant to head Monday, but I'm heading there Wednesday because of this presser. But going well, getting training in with my dad and Gar out of the club, getting my strength conditioning in with Studio M Fitness. Then obviously when I go over to Liverpool, then it'll be training with Stephen Smith, and I'll be getting my strength conditioning then in with Johnny. Conditioning coach.
Well, listen, congratulations on getting on the card. I suppose it's well earned. It's not something that's been handed to you, and we'll definitely be chatting a lot more before then. So the very best of luck over the next little while.
Thank you very much.
Right, Thomas Cardy, exciting times. You're going to be fighting on the Katie Taylor card in Croke Park. You must be fairly happy with that.
Delighted, man. Absolutely buzzing.
I imagine it's a long time coming. Now, when did you find out, I suppose, you were going to be on the card? Probably better question.
It was like rumours of the card before it was official, and then it was official, and then there was rumours of me fighting it before it was official, and then we're here. So it's been a long drawn out process, but buzzing, man.
Yeah, and when we were at the initial press conference when the fight was announced, you were one of the names that Eddie Hearn did drop as a potential part of the undercard. He spoke about yourself and Dave Allen going head to head. He said that Dave Allen had accepted the fight. He was waiting to hear back from yourself. You've obviously accepted it now.
Well, accept it straight away, yeah. There's a lot more than in boxing. Like, fighters accept, but there's contract obligations and stuff in the background, you know what I mean? I accept it immediately, though, yeah.
And how do you envisage that fight? How do you envisage that fight going? What sort of opponent do you imagine you're going to have in him?
Durable, tough, come forward, wait for me to get tired, and then, as you said, try to take me out.
Yeah. Would you say that this is the toughest opponent you've come up against in your career?
I fought some really good fighters, but yeah, maybe. On paper.
You seem very zoned in. You seem very tuned in already. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm chill, man. Yeah. You have to be. Whoa.
And when does prep start? When are you going to the camp?
I've already started a long time ago. Yeah. I was going to fight soon, anyways, regardless of Croke Park. So, We're deep into camp. I'm actually probably going to back off a little bit for a couple of weeks and then ramp it right up again.
Yeah, I suppose there's a danger of getting some form of burnout if you start too soon. And
this is it. You get sick and run down and fed up. And yeah.
The last thing you want is not be going into a fight like this at 100%.
100%. Absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. And going forward from here then, I mean, we should go back in time actually a little bit. You obviously came back from that really tough injury that you sustained in the ring. You had a good win, got a couple of rounds under the belt. What's it been like since then? I haven't spoken to you since then.
Since then, man, I've been back training straight away, looking to get out soon. But unfortunately, I haven't been able to get a fight up until now. I've been ready to fight, but I just haven't gotten.
Yeah.
But it's not in vain now because we have Crow Park to look forward to.
We look back on the last time there was boxing in Crow Park. Obviously, Muhammad Ali was the man that was headlining that event. You're a heavyweight yourself. Is that something that means anything to you? Is that something you look back on and go, okay, well, that's a pretty significant thing that I'm going to be a heavyweight fighter in Crow Park?
It's very special. Mm. Very, very special. There's a lot of really special things about this fight that I'm not really giving much thought to now, but like, you'd be a fool to ignore the fact that it's really special stat. Like, you know, the next big heavyweight fight in Crow Park since Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. And I imagine you will. Well, I think it's already sold out. But you're going to have a big crowd following you there, as always.
They'll be standing outside like everybody was at Oasis, yeah.
And Thirst is going pretty well for you at the moment.
Thirst is flying. Yeah, Thirst is absolutely flying. We've taken over the nation, about to start exporting. So yeah, going really well.
It's good to see that the Cardi Party's back in town, and the very best of luck with the prep over the next couple of weeks, really. And we'll see you there in Crow Park in September.
Good to see you, brother. Cheers.
Football on Off the Ball.
We're coming to that stage where, unfortunately, we're losing teams that we were hoping would light up the tournament for a bit more time.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.